It's Wednesday, the 24th of September, and it's beautiful blue skies. Again, it wasn't like that a while ago. It's clouds which are still in the south, which seem to be clearing away to the south. The sun's blasting its way through. If I look straight up, it's pure blue sky. There's something magical about clear blue sky. I guess because in general we don't see an awful lot of that here. Strange thing is that I have been in extremely sunny climes like Australia and Nevada and Arizona. Just realised they all end in A. Where clouds in certain regions are in books for people to see. But there's not that beautiful rich blue that we get here. It's a washed out blue because of the sun being so intense. We would call it Peely Wally, a Peely Wally blue. It's another lovely cabin still, man. I can see that now. Still an act. Although it's the opposite of that, but I can't remember the German for morning. But it is, it's lovely and calm. It's cold. Definitely cold, although I've still got my shorts on. I'm now wearing big jumpers to step out. Almost sounded like geese, didn't it? It wasn't, it was two birds flying together, but apart, if that makes sense. Quite a bit apart, but flying together. And it almost sounded like geese, but they weren't geese. Short necks. I'm not sure. Soon beginning, the masses and hordes of geese coming over here. This is actually a beautiful morning. I slept well last night again. Tired, my God. Definitely going into hibernation mode now. Going to the optician ophthalmist this morning. I'm going to have a look at my eyes. Spoke to the doc yesterday on the phone. And of course, rightly, he suggested I go and see them. They've got the equipment. I'll go and see what this amoeba is all about. I could lie and say that I'm not particularly worried. I'm not going to lie to myself here. I am worried. I really am worried about this. Haven't told Mary yet. I'll wait and see what happens today. It's funny. No. I thought I'd stop using that word to explain things. It's strange that you can have all your more normal aches and pains that you greet about, that you moan about. Not that I do, to be perfectly honest with you, I really don't. But I'm speaking in general here. Oh, aye, I've had a bad back for years. Just have to put up with it. Aye, well, okay. All those kind of things, you know. Stupid birds. Those wood pigeons. Get yourself in the right flap. Is that where that expression came from? Was it? Ah, got me thinking now. Because they're forever crashing in and out of trees and flapping like mad to get back out of their situation. Where was I? Yeah, moaning about, oh, maybe not so much moaning about our normal ailments, if you can call any ailment a normal. But when something critical comes along, you know, you can have a limp. You can live with that limp. You can have a bad back, and you can live with a bad back. Unless it's, well, what's the word? Chronic. Chronic. Not so good then. But when it's, well, my mind, crucial things, eyes and ears, like losing your sight, losing your hearing. Yeah. There's nothing trivial about that. Can't see me with a patch. Well, maybe by 10 a.m. this morning I'll know what's it all about. Alfie. Sun is shining through the silver birch trees and a young, thin sycamore that's going over. So the rustic colours are being lit up. And the berries, the yellow berries on the big round tree, my goodness, I have to turn round and look above the house roof to see those. They are, oh my goodness, hanging heavy with those berries in there. Oh, there's a bird up there that I don't recognise. Seems to be at the berries. Come on, show yourself. And it's lighting them up, absolutely illuminati. That's probably not even the right word, but do you know what I mean? And that's the whole thing, you see. When I'm standing here looking at all this beautiful, these beautiful things in life. And thinking, what if I... No, I don't actually think I want to think that far ahead. I'm closing one eye to imagine what it's like. No. Don't want to go there. Now the blackbird's flew up to the top of the tree, and he's, it's like having to us a massive bunch of grapes, each clump, and he's picking and picking and picking away. He's swallowing them whole, of course. He's having a ball up there. We could have a ball up there for a long, long while. That's the most berries I've ever seen in that tree. Beautiful. I must take a photograph of it. Oh, neck is now sore looking upwards. Anyway, 9:30. More likely 10. Maybe I'm worrying too much. Maybe it's just something that will go away.